This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be in your new world of hell. Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery. Yeah, they call us walking corpses.
They call us
cattle.
Unholy,
they like to lock us up in their modern prison planet. Put us in their pretty pens. In the beautiful cities. I don't want to be in your British hell. Ain't no mystery. All right, look at this. World Economic Forum. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. The elite admit they want us to be jobless, homeless, under complete globalist control, with no more families. Germany years ago banned any new constructions of single-family homes. The circle is now complete. I'm going to shoot a very special report for the nightly news that will air this evening, 7 o'clock Central Time. Now, before I go any further, Roger Stone's coming up. And I don't want to say I dropped the ball today, but this article needs to go mega viral. And I'm going to have Paul Watson keep this up all day on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to read this sucker at the start of the broadcast tomorrow, because it really is powerful to break down the ultimate fake news list. And that's a pretty good headline, but I contributed to the article. Paul wrote most of it. But, I mean, it might even be more powerful. I mean, how do you say, like, list of real fake news released? And surprise, surprise, the fake news put out the list of the news they claim is fake. Shut it down. So we're not calling to shut down the fake news. We're calling for the free speech right to expose them. But, of course, the fake news wants to shut down because the counterfeit always wants to kill the real thing, politically or physically. I experienced that. Like, why is Glenn Beck out to get me? Why is he always attacking me, starting like 10 years ago? But before, it was behind the scenes. He didn't want to give me any attention. He had big corporate funding put on air, all this other stuff. And finally, he had so many top Clear Channel people and others formerly. I'm talking about presidents, vice presidents, people that had gone to work for him. As the years went on, even when they worked for him, he was so mean, so nasty. I run into him in New York and stuff at like RTF events and at Fox News and stuff. I mean, some of these are household names. They go, man, Glenn Beck thinks he's the Messiah and he hates you. And he's got five people over at Mercury Media that are obsessed with you. He's got acting lessons. And then I later see this stuff in the news. And Glenn Beck, like, would put on makeup. He, like, candy butts around. I'm not against gay people, and I'm not saying he's gay, but let me just tell you. The guy is super feminine, super Nelly. Of course, I've known Nelly guys that get more women than, you know, Errol Flynn. It'll beat your ass, too. So this is somebody who talks like a woman behind the scenes and walks around like this. Maybe only their mom raised him. I don't know. The point is, behind the scenes, he is hand on the hip going, oh, let me tell you, baby. Oh, yeah. Nelly, oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's Glenn Beck. Now, he's obsessed with me. He's an actor. He's a big liberal, big abortion supporter, a lot of other stuff. And I never even went there. I knew all. I was just like, please stop, Glenn Beck. Please stop. Please stop. I mean, I know stuff about Beck. He's already devastated himself, okay? And I don't get off on devastating somebody. I don't want to devastate Rush Limbaugh or any other guy that's out there, you know, that's as big as we are, bigger on talk radio terrestrially. I mean, I don't even take any pleasure saying I'm bigger than Rush Limbaugh. Overall, worldwide, I mean, easily. His demographic, he's bigger than I am. But it isn't about that. I mean, Russia's got problems. He's not out to get America. The difference with Beck is he's a Judas goat. And I told you that at least 5 years ago. And I don't know why I got off into Beck. Oh, it's the body snatcher deal. He was always trying to get rid of me because they got to get rid of whatever it is they copy, obviously. Tom's, I mean, trying to get me off stations, taking sponsors, just on my butt. So I'm not a vindictive person, but I got to tell you, there is a Lord. He acts mysterious ways, and Glenn Beck got his.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that judging.
All right, he just left the Trump Tower. He's back in his New York studios. The walls festooned with 9 political campaigns regalia and 3 White Houses he worked in, including the Nixon and, of course, Ronald Reagan White House. And he said it earlier today when he popped in with us, he's never been more proud or energized by the history that's taking place. I'd say seismically what Trump's doing is 10 times what Reagan did if he delivers. He's delivering so far, taking Boeing to the woodshed about double charging for a plane, bringing back Carrier, bringing in $50 billion from Japan to build advanced technology in the U.S., Ford announcing multiple plants coming back, and of course he's got several guests coming on. Just in closing, as I hand the baton to him, James O'Keefe's come out and said the media is dead, we killed it. BuzzFeed says white people are the plague to the planet. But that's not going to be banned because it's race baiting, it's racial division. But if you expose a Islamicist that murders a woman in Germany, it's on the German news, and you show it, that's hate speech for showing a German news article. That's banned. So that's the new banning that they're talking about, the new program, and it's up on Infowars.com, an article by Paul Watson and myself that used to go mega viral. The real fake news list has been released, the ultimate fake news list, and we have a petition and a sign up for alerts on free speech. And we're launching a major initiative to protest in New York at CNN. I can now announce that. Roger can speak to it. The guy was guest. And we're also going to be, I'm going to be delivering, when it's hundreds of thousands, which should only take a few days, with a 40,000 sign up just in the last few hours, delivering that by hand to Trump Tower and to Congress, and just pointing out that we don't want to be censored and have a new blacklist. Now, to its credit, The Guardian and others have said this is horrible, this is fascism. Roger, I know you got a bunch of guests lined up and a lot, so you were a bit late getting in the cockpit because you were coming back from important work at Trump Tower, obviously, but I'll hand the baton to you, my friend. Take over.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thank you for letting me sit in here today. We're you accurately said I just rushed back from the tower. I had the high privilege of seeing the president-elect again yesterday, Trump Tower, for a short period of time. And as I told you yesterday, although I don't divulge the contents of those private conversations, I can tell you he is upbeat, optimistic, having the time of his life, working the phones like Lyndon Johnson, business leaders, civic leaders, reaching out to people not in his coalition, like Al Gore, Al Sharpton.
Sure, for 40 years there's been a signal to not build here in America. That signal's now reversing, and it's dramatic.
Yeah, I think the message here is simple. America is open for business again. Trump is going to trim taxes and trim regulations and trim all the bureaucratic red tape that has prevented, that has forced businesses to flee. This is not, as you know, the capitalists' plan. Their plan is to destroy the U.S. job market and bring us to our knees. And they almost succeeded, but for a guy named Donald John Trump. We are a lot to cover here. First of all, as I came down from the tower and the elevators opened, I was assaulted by a gaggle of reporters, and they all wanted to know what we discussed. And I told them honestly that I had told my book, The Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American revolution and proved the mainstream media wrong. Quite excited about the book. I was asked immediately about Pizzagate. Now, in all honesty, I have been immersed in trying to finish a manuscript for a book. I'm not all that familiar with Pizzagate. I have never tweeted on it from my personal server, my personal Twitter feed, or my personal Facebook page, because it's not something motivating me at this moment. Some of the Stone Cold Truth authors, like St. John Hunt and others, have been looking into it. It does appear that code words that the FBI has said previously are used, pedophilic rings, were being used in some emails. That's about what I know. But that didn't stop some gentleman in Washington, D.C., for claiming that I endangered the life of his three children because of my proselytizing on this issue, I guess. So if you want fake news, there's some fake news for you. I then went down to the 14th floor of the transition, and I can tell you that there is an armada of retreads from the old Republican Party, both the congressional wing of the party and the Romney, McCain, Bush burnouts, who are trying to board this ship. I saw people and heard about people that whose names I haven't heard in 25 to 30 years. These are people who did nothing whatsoever to elect Donald Trump. And they're people who don't share Donald Trump's values. They disagree with him on trade. They disagree with him on monetary policy. They disagree with him on immigration. Yet they seek glory and titles. And then you have kind of a jockeying among the billionaires, some of whom were financially supportive, small handful of Donald's personal friends. But by and large, this campaign was not funded with that cap money. This was funded with small donations. and therefore there's not a long line of billionaires waiting for government positions. I think merit is going to play some role in Donald Trump's final decisions, but I have seen this co-option of the revolution once before. And it was when Ronald Reagan was elected. I was in the transition. And then suddenly the Bushite boarding party showed up in force. We found people like Malcolm Baldrige, a Yale classmate of Poppy's, George H.W. Bush, as our commerce secretary. Jim Baker, a friend of mine, a very capable man, a guy who has certainly aided my career when he got governor, probably President Ronald Reagan, to endorse Governor Tom Kaine, then candidate for Governor Tom Kaine in New Jersey. But nonetheless, a globalist, a Bushite. That's the fact. So Trump must resist this armada. Now, I heard that Sean Spicer from the Republican National Committee was going to be the press secretary for the president. And I find this perplexing because I remember when Mr. Spicer said publicly, I believe it was in September, that if candidate Trump does not improve his polling numbers, well, then the Republican National Committee would withdraw its support. This is extraordinary because the Republican National Chairman serves at the pleasure of the nominee for president. It has always been thus. Ryan Spree, this is the first national chairman who lost an election in the ignominious defeat of Mitt Romney to be retained for four more years. Unheard of. Rewarding failure. Yet, Spicer was never chastised. The idea of a chairman pulling the rug out from under a presidential candidate, this is unheard of. Richard Nixon would roll in his grave. Why not Laura Ingraham? Why not Monica Crowley? Why not Jason Miller, who did, I think, a good job as Donald Trump's press spokesman during the campaign? So I think there are options of people who supported the president. I understand that the president-elect is building a coalition, and I think one of Ronald Reagan's great strengths was that he did reach out to the Bush people, the Howard Baker people, the John Connolly people. Jim Brady, who was almost fatally wounded and badly wounded in the assassination on Trump, was a Connolly associate. In any event, to Charles Ortel, who is one of the most brilliant people I met during this 2016 campaign. He is a wizard of Wall Street, a guy who understands corporate finance and the charitable realm, and his work at charlesortel.com plays a key role in our understanding of the Clinton Foundation scandals. So, Charles, welcome to the show, and I'm sorry for our delay, but I had a lot to get off my chest there.
No, thanks so much for having me on, Roger.
Charles, the president-elect comes out and says the Clintons should not be prosecuted. I know that you have a great understanding of their crimes. What's your take?
Well, actually, what he said was very clever. He said that he didn't believe there should be a new investigation opened into Hillary Clinton's potential abuses. That's a very different thing than saying, you know, that the ongoing investigations, which I understand to be legion inside the U.S. and now outside the U.S., he expressed no view on whether those investigations should proceed. And indeed, that's a proper approach to take. The president and the president-elect actually should play no role whatsoever. The United States of America. So I wasn't disheartened at all by that comment.
Well, it's interesting to me also that I heard that the president-elect will ask all of the foreign nations who are our allies to release any relevant documents regarding the Clinton Foundation. I am also quite interested, as I'm sure you are, to see what is in the 650,000 new emails in the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner trove. It was interesting to me, Charles, how many of the WikiLeaks merely confirmed your original work digging into the Clinton Foundation.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. But actually, Roger, you know, what's going on here is that there are taxpayers in a lot of governments, a lot of countries around the world who've spent in some...
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile. To jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. PrivatePowerGrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you.
Welcome Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone. I am sitting in from New York and honored to be here with my friend Alex Jones, who has just departed. The role that he played as an MVP and the role that InfoWars played in this most recent election is so terrifying to the left that now they're preparing a 1950s-type blacklist. They want censorship. You see, liberals love free speech as long as it's theirs. We're going to go back to Charles Ortel because we had some technical problems, Zara, and I didn't really have the opportunity I wanted to have. Charles, where do you think the investigations into the Clinton Foundation and their other foibles go from here?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that Donald Trump's administration will rightly wait until 12:01 on January 20th. When his full team will begin to have controls over the Justice Department, over the IRS, over the various regulatory bodies, the FTC, and will be able to look on the inside with subpoena power at the massive evidence inside and outside this country of all the charities connected to the Clinton Foundation. And it's not simply the Library of Archive out there in Little Rock. It's a vast web of charities with the Clinton name in it, of charities whose you wouldn't even think had a connection to the Clinton Foundation, but do. And so I would suspect he's going to empower, or the Justice Department, the IRS, will be empowered to take this investigation where it really needs to go. And it's going to take some months to actually go through all this record, during which time I would guess the administration will be focused on positive changes that will help all Americans. And this will just bubble along until it reaches the public domain later this next year.
I think that's a good analysis, Charles. I mean, it just seems to me that this may be Donald Trump with a shrewd piece of pardon insurance. I mean, if you announce your intentions today to enforce the law and to investigate wrongdoing, obviously Barack Obama would have an enormous incentive to pardon Hillary, Bill, and Chelsea, and probably a slew of their flunkies. And based on the historic precedent set by Gerald Ford in the Nixon pardon, the Clintons can be pardoned for crimes that have not even yet been identified, any crime they have or may have committed. And the Obamas and the Clintons, while they do not see eye to eye, they have too much on each other. And therefore, I suspect that they would do so. Now, Obama doesn't want to do that because it doesn't want it to be his legacy. Plus, he doesn't like the Clintons anyway. But I think as we learn more from the 650,000 Huma Abedin emails, when entirely new crimes are brought to the fore, or when additional evidence of crimes that you, Charles, have already identified are confirmed yet again, as they were at WikiLeaks, well, I think they could be in deep trouble.
Well, three quick points, Roger. The first is that the president can only pardon certain federal crimes. Obviously, he could not pardon impeachment. There are lots of state and foreign crimes here that the president of the United States has no power to pardon. And beyond that, were the president, President Obama, to pardon the Clintons, how many of the team can he actually pardon for federal crimes? Could he pardon all the lawyers and accountants and trustees and executives? I don't think so. And he hasn't raised very much money for his own foundation. We saw how pardoning did not help Bill Clinton raise the money for his foundation when he pardoned Mark Rich. So I'm not so sure the pardon is going to be effective route here.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but I do. I'll defer to you on the analysis. I think you're right about the foreign crimes. Look, I think the Clinton's crimes include treason. I mean, there is no question that Bill Clinton sold missile guidance, targeting guidance technology to the Red Chinese for $300,000 in Chinese funny money, which is a pittance. And there are similar transactions with the Russians. One of the most tiring canards of this last election was this constant idea that if you were for Donald Trump and you weren't in favor of thermonuclear war with the Russians over Syria, well, then you must be a Russian agent. In fact, we know, do we not, that it's the Clintons who did commerce with the clique around Putin, including Frank Giustra and the famous Urania deal, which is still boggles the mind. Can you run us through that?
Yeah, I mean, basically, while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, who held the powers in our federal government to...
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWar, BR, the resistance. Glad to be here. Now we have a rock icon, a guy that I've listened to since he was with the McCoys in the epic hit, Hang On Sloopy, knocked off the charts only by the Beatles. During the campaign, I put up a tweet when Bruce Springsteen endorsed Hillary Clinton saying, "Bruce Springsteen, hell, we've got Rick Derringer." Because Rick Derringer actively supported Donald Trump. And I have been catching up on him via the internet ever since. Now, he's a Grammy Award winner. Everybody knows rock and roll Hoochie Coo, one of the great pot boilers of all time. Welcome to InfoWars, Rick Derringer.
Hey, it's
going to be fun.
I'm really honored that you're here today. I know Alex is excited about it. I know you are a vocal Trump supporter, and people wouldn't expect that because I guess they think that you can't be a conservative or a libertarian or a liberty-oriented individual and know how to rock out, which is entirely wrong. Watch Lee Atwater's guitar playing sometime. So what brought you to Donald Trump? There he is.
Well, you know, it might have been partly because we don't watch TV. My wife and I don't really have even our terrestrial TV stuff hooked up. We watch computer. We watch internet via the computer. Sometimes we use the Apple TV to project it on our big screen back there somewhere. There it is. But we don't use terrestrial TV. So I never saw Donald Trump going, "You're fired," and all that stuff. I think some people took him lightly because they only remembered seeing like TV shows and things. I never saw them. So I just knew him from what he promised to do. And to me, I said, man, I always tell people I'm not a Republican or necessarily a Democrat. I'm a pragmatist. I want to see things get done. And he promised, when you go down the list, very early in his candidacy, he promised all the things that I want to have done.
Well, I'm glad you had the opportunity to be here because I saw that you played with Johnny and Edgar Winter, two of the greatest blues artists of all time, and that alone just blows me away. Now, you're about to start a new tour, but before we get to that, you were rewriting a special song for Donald Trump. Your real American anthem, I understand, is going to have kind of a touch-up.
Well, Real American was written in the 80s, and I just wanted to write the most patriotic song of all time. Very simple. Hulk Hogan heard it in the midst of a project I was working on with the World Wrestling Federation, and he decided that he wanted it to be his theme song. Well, that shouldn't be something to complain about, but on the other hand, somehow it diminished the real American authenticity, the patriotic theme. Somehow it wasn't how I expected to see the song used. But he used it and continued to use it till today. And then all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton was running in a primary against Barack Obama. And I saw her come up on stage somewhere, and she had I'm a Real American playing. Well, whether or not you like Hillary Clinton, I, as a songwriter, said, man, that's where I expected to see that song all along, with legitimate status associated with it. Then Newt Gingrich won his primary. He used it. And then people were complaining about Barack Obama not having a birth certificate. So they made him a birth certificate. And at the Correspondents' Dinner that year, they had a big video showing they created a video with my song Real American again, and every time the guitar riff played, his birth certificate would bounce in and out of the screen along with the guitar riff. And I thought that was pretty cool. Once again, can't get much better than the president using your stuff. That got over 11 million hits at that time. Then they took it down, feeling like we might come after some money. So since then, it's gotten another 11 or 12 million hits. Then they used it a winner on America's Got Talent, I believe. A guy balanced 26 watermelons on his head, and they played it for his victory song. Then, to make me the happiest of all, I heard that Donald Trump was using it for his entrance song. Then, subsequent to that, I've seen about four videos, some made in the Trump camp and some from other sources, but they all use my song, Real American. Well, Real American is a song from the 80s. And every time I hear that version, I'm starting to more and more go, that sounds like the 80s. It really doesn't sound like today. And for a song that's never been released as a single, to have this amazing, huge success, I think it's just begging for a single release. So what we plan to do. I know Barack Obama razzed Trump a little bit for using his song. I thought that was pretty funny. Rick Derringer's Real American is what they said in a column that I read. But he was razzing Donald Trump. I said, well, here's two reasons. We should get a new version of this song out there because it should be a single. People should be able to buy it, which they really can't now very easily. And also, if we had a brand new version, Trump could actually go to Obama and say, hey, how dare you call Real American by Rick Derringer your song when I have a brand new Real American that Rick Derringer made especially with this in mind.
Well, the song's had a rich political history. That was extraordinary. Now, I hope they can get you to Washington at the time of the inauguration. I have noticed that most of the inaugural activities are, shall we say, designed for the much wealthier class. Yeah. And there needs to be a people's inaugural because this is a people's victory. Something that is either low cost or, how about this, free.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. I mean, one of your associates contacted me and said that he was interested in January 20th in Washington, D.C. And I said, well, I'm there. I actually have a cruise, a rock and roll legends cruise, scheduled from January 18th through the 21st. So I told him at that time that, man, I would gladly cancel that cruise if we can work out the details to go to Washington, D.C. So that's kind of where we are now. I know people are saying, hey, it would cost quite a bit of money because you had to cancel the cruise. And they're talking on that level. But I'm going to let those people go ahead with those kind of discussions, and I'm just going to leave it. You know, we want to do it. My wife, by the way, really inspired this new version of Real American. She's here somewhere. Jenda, are you here? There she is. Let's get her in here, too, because she really came up with the great idea to redo it and a specific way to do it. This is Jenda.
Hi.
Jenda, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here. Yeah.
Well, we are really hoping that you'll be able to play the new version that she inspired in Washington. The question is one of venue. The Federal Park Service pretty much has any public property in D.C., and now we have learned, even on the banks of the Potomac, locked down. So we're looking for a location. Trust me, Rick, if you're there with this song and Donald Trump's spirit, and Alex Jones, who's hankering to come, your song will be heard loud and clear, and we'll have the people, that I assure you of. But there's a lot of politics involved, tight lockdown by the security services, but I'm still hopeful that this will come together. Maybe faster than the Trump cabinet, so let's see.
You never know. I'd love to get this thing finished in time to actually be able to play it for him or have his people use it at the inauguration, whether I'm there or not. In fact, we could promise you, Roger Stone, an exclusive for a few weeks before it's released in the nation.
Well, I'll talk to Alex. InfoWars, I'm sure, will want in on that because it's amazing how many rockers watch InfoWars. I can't walk around the streets of New York or Washington or Miami and people come up to me and say that they're tuned in to the new revolution. I was aggravated. I'm not a Springsteen fan. So that's why I put up that tweet and it got a lot of, retweets, but I feel strongly about it. You know, it was too politically correct for me. Just too politically correct.
To me, when I saw the stuff going on last year in North Carolina with bathroom issues and stuff, and all of a sudden, Bruce Springsteen was one of the first people to cancel his concert, and then came U2, and the list went on and on. I spoke to my agent at that time, and I said, here's what I want you to do. Every one of these artists, whether it's the Rolling Stones or Bruce Springsteen, that cancels a concert, I want you to call North Carolina, that promoter, and say, Rick Derringer will be there. Because it's crazy, you know, the way some people on the left think is just nuts.
Well, I'm predicting that you're going to get an enormous career boost out of this. I mean, you're already a giant. You've already got a song in the Hall of Fame. But the fact that you've had the courage as an artist to step out and just stick to your convictions, knowing of the Hollywood entertainment world blacklist against those who are not politically correct, about those who won't submit themselves to the groupthink, you know, I salute you for that alone.
It goes all the way to us specifically. My agent told me just last week that during the Trump candidacy, we had several promoters actually cancel concerts that we had booked because it became clear to them that I was a Trump fan.
Yeah, the intolerance of the left is extraordinary. They want to censor us. Now they're apoplectic because Trump won with your support and the support of InfoWars and Breitbart News and Daily Caller and other conservative alternative media outlets. They're apoplectic because the tipping point has been matched. Wow, you're a lucky, lucky man. Today, by the way, is my wedding anniversary, so I kind of know how you feel.
Happy
unfortunately,
that's yay, great.
Congrats.
Thank you. My wife is in Miami and I am in New York, but I will be back.
We're in Sarasota, Florida today.
Well, let's drive. Let's kind of meet in the middle someplace for dinner. That would be great. It's great to know that an artist is a supporter of liberty. You know, it is so annoying in New York where literally groups of children are, you know, 14, 15, are parading in the streets, chanting over and over again, F Donald Trump, F Donald Trump. However, they're using the entire word.
You know, we always supported together, so we never had the division like so many American families did. We saw families break up, marriages break up, everything, even, you know, distant family even get more distant from the campaign.
You're talking to a man who has to move out of his New York apartment because my landlord refuses to renew my lease because I work for and supported Donald Trump.
Wow.
Now, that's not the reason they give you, but one of my neighbors overheard the landlord say this. They say that I play music late at night. Rick Derringer, by the way.
No. Good choice.
And they say that I dump garbage down the staircase. Look, it's all nonsense. It's nonsense. It's political correctness gone wild.
He used to listen to Rush, who played All Right from Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo for years and years when he came back. I'm not endorsing Rush. We don't listen to him. But he started listening to Beck. And I said, after 2 years in the kitchen listening to that loud every morning, I said, for the last year of it, get it off now. I can't take it, you know. And not that I didn't like him as a person or whatever, but
he showed his stripes.
I finally said, here, listen to this guy, and it was Alex Jones, and now he got hooked totally on you guys. So now I'm like, oh no, now he's too hooked on someone else, but he's like that. At least he's like a fan now, and that's how he came to be here today.
Well, Alex Jones is the real deal. And sadly, and I wrote about this for the Daily Caller, I think Glenn Beck's support of Ted Cruz and his vicious attacks on Trump were caused by some financial angels for Ted Cruz bailing him out financially. Anyway, I thank you, Rick. We got to go here in a second. Let's wrap this up. I'm really honored that you joined us today. I'm really happy you brought your beautiful wife. Thanks for coming to InfoWars.
This has been really cool. Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Very kind. Folks, the revolution is not free. And you've got to go to InfoWars because I have just heard that the Ozone skin cream is back in stock. Now, I can tell you 57th and 5th, where Trump Tower is one of the coldest corners on the earth. The wind whips through there. When you're in New York in the winter, as I am, your skin gets dry. It's a problem. Mrs. Stone liked this product. She tried to get it for me before I left for New York. They were out. It's now back in stock. This is a very special blend of a virgin olive oil mixed in with oxidants and oxygen. And it is better than any of these drugstore moisturizers that are mostly chemicals. This stuff is extraordinary, and it's $29.95, cheap at the price. So aid the revolution and get this terrific product. Later in the show, I want to talk about David Brock and the relentless attacks on Donald Trump that just don't seem to end. It is part and parcel of the entire assault on the free speech. And I also want to urge you to go to the petition at Infowars.com. This is an important fight, and you've got to get in it. They are going to try to silence us. That's what the blacklist is being prepared for. The Stone Cold Truth, my website is on it, as is Infowars, Breitbart, and others who are bringing you the real news. If there's a fake news problem in America, well, it would be CNN. Now, that is fake news. But in numbers, there are strengths, folks. Sign this petition so that Alex Jones can deliver it in a wheelbarrow to the media mavens who are demanding the shutdown. Donald Trump needs to know what is afoot here. This is the most extraordinary assault on free expression in my
life. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a man going around taking names.
Jones. And
right, the show back to InfoWars, a lot to talk about today. We were honored to have the rock icon, the giant, really, Rick Derringer, who actively supported Donald Trump, join us. But I do want to say one thing that occurs to me yesterday. There's three keys, I think, to remaining young. One is diet. One is exercise, and the other one is a good use of antioxidants. In all honesty, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, well, we're getting toxins, and it wears down your immunity, which is what ages you, your skin, your hair, your bones, and your flexibility. So a product that that comes very highly recommended to me is DNA Force. Now, this was out of stock. You can get it now, however, at 25% off. So you can achieve two things here. You can help the revolution. You can support the non-globalist, or I should say anti-globalist Trump agenda. And you can also support your own well-being. This is age-defying stuff. I have used antioxidant formulas for years. I was a bodybuilder. I was a long-distance runner. I was very much into both alternative medicine and exercise, and I started my antioxidants then. This is the best formula I have found. Grab it while you can. Now, folks, he's back. David Brock. He reminds me of the villain, Dr. Lovelace, on television in the 60s. And once again, he's threatening Donald Trump. Now, this guy had $300 million of Soros' money to play with in the last election. Utilizing his phony front organizations, Media Matters for America, a group of twisted misfits who excused the worst excesses and sexual assaults of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's actions to cover them up, and the other organization, Correct the Record, which should have been called Distort the Record, and he couldn't win. He outspent us 30-1, 40-1. The forces of freedom spent little in this election. They had the mainstream media. They had David Brock's phony organizations. They had the torrent of lies on Twitter and Facebook and in social media. If I were Soros, I'd want my money back. Brock was actively mixing nonprofit funds with hard political dollars. He was paying kickbacks. He was laundering money. And of course, he is tied to the Pizzagate, whatever it is, matter, through an unsavory boyfriend who I'm told actually ran Media Matters and Correct the Record. Now he is wheedling with fat cat donors to raise more money to stuff in his pockets, all the while trashing Donald Trump and pushing for the kind of censorship that we're fighting in this effort against fake news. It is really extraordinary that this disinformation artist is still taking the slightest bit seriously. In any event, grab The Making of the President 2016, the story of how Donald Trump orchestrated a new American revolution, now on Amazon, shortly at the InfoWars.com store. This will be the read for this early period in which you can get the real story about how Trump saw both the big trends and give you some of the vignettes from the campaign trip. Written in the style of Teddy White, I think this is a Christmas present you can pre-order. So it'll be delivered around the inauguration, maybe slightly after, as we struggle to deadline. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars. My pleasure to